So the topic we'd like to do once a week, it should be done obviously on Sunday, the earliest we can do it, is something for you to concentrate on called the Inyan of the Week, something I've taken from one of these illustrious rabbis at Leva Torah, and it's probably different, my Inyan of the Week, than what he had in mind, but generally they're pet peeves of mine. I hope they're pet peeves of Chazal as well. And so today's one I think is pretty pasha. And that is going to be discussing having fervor for doing the mitzvahs. Wanting to do the mitzvahs not out of having to have to do them, but wanting to have to do them. And this is a big problem in our service of the Rabbeinu Sholem. As we will find, and I thought of this dafka this evening, I was just thinking of which topic I should do, because when it comes to I was thinking because of the Rosh Chodesh tonight, and when we say Yalav Yavo, so we might forget. I assume there'll be one person in this room who will forget, if I could say even further, one of us maybe. And the question is, how can you forget Yalav Yavo when it's part and parcel of your tefillah? How can it be? And probably the answer is very simple. And the answer is that sometimes we don't concentrate. We don't have kavana. And that is a great source of fear that we should have. The Navi tells us in Yeshayahu, in Perich of Dalad, Pasuk and Yud Gimel, that we have to fear against the term mitzvahs anoshim milumoda. Doing mitzvahs out of rote, doing mitzvahs that lack meaning. And this is a big, big fear that should be on our minds all the time. Not having the appropriate geschmack, love, for mitzvahs. It says in Mesilas Yesharim that mitzvahs are a way for us to get closer to the Ribono Shalom, to continue to do mitzvahs, to be someone that is a Jew that is connected, because that is the way we get into the tracklin of Olam Haba. We're in the prose door now. And the more mitzvahs, the more actions we do, the better we are. And we actually quoted, if you remember, the Minchas Chinuch, who says, Acher Pulas of Yelech goes the Lev of Adam. The reason why Torah Mitzvahs was because the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us so many Torah Mitzvahs, simply because a person who's doing mitzvahs is always involved. It's an action that he's doing, and that's the best form. And again, that's the scary part over here. The scary part is that, you know, the more that we are closer to the religion, the more that we're involved, sometimes, because we've been doing it for so long, the mitzvahs sometimes just come out of rote. And it's a very, very sad reality. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, Ha'oyev ha'gadol is mitzvahs anashim milamadam. Mitzvahs minashim adam hi ha'oyev ha'gadol shel regesh kedusha v'hitra mamut. It stops us from the connection, from the hergesh. We could be the most religious Jew, and we could be, looks like we're shuckling back for Mayruv and Shachris and this, and you're not even paying, you don't even know what's going on, you don't even know it's Rosh Chodesh. The Pasuk, I think I said by mistake Chav Dalad, I'll just read the Pasuk. It's Chav Tes in Yeshayahu, Chav Tes Yud Gimel. And here, we are told that Vayomer Hashem says, Ya'an ki nagisha'am, as much as the people draw close to me with their mouths, b'fivus vasav kavduni, the libo rachak mimeni, but their hearts are really far away from me. Why? V'tiyah yirasam osi mitzvah sanashim ulamadam. Yet they're distant from their heart from me. Their fear for me, of me, is like rote learning of human commands. And the pasuk continues, "Skeri in Yudalid Lachain Yineni Yosef," and I will add, "Therefore, behold, I will continue to perform more wonders against the people, wonder upon wonders, until they get it." It's fake. It's totally being a faker. And this dovetails the whole topic we're discussing this week of Gneivas Das. Toichos Kabarus, says the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. The whole shiur that we gave today, that there's not just a halacha in Hilchos Mamonos, but there's mitzvahs and Hashem Modam. That, what's the point? I'm a faker. I'm not really doing the mitzvahs. I'm doing it on road because I have to do it, or it looks good because other people see it. That is so sad. That is so pathetic, excuse me for saying. And says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, this is what sends us away from so many other people. From service of Hashem, from our relationship with Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Because we don't mean what we do. We're walking around being Gnevas Das Jews, if you will. We're told, Tzadikim Ein Lehem Menucha. You can't stand on the level that you're on and enjoy it and say that that's something that's good. You got to be constantly moving. Leiv Torah B'Roi Li'Elokim V'Tar Li'Beinu La'Avdecha B'Emes. You have to be an emistic Jew with Torah, because you're always moving. Move on, as we said in our lessons from the Leiv. The Gemara in Brachos says a person is chayav to be mechadish davar b'tefillah. Rashi says yesterday's tefillah can't be today's tefillah. It always has to be different. Listen to what I'm saying. The Shemona Esrei you davened a few hours ago in Mincha can't be the same Shemona Esrei that you're going to daven tonight. Tomorrow morning Shemona Esrei can't be the Shemona Esrei that you davened last Sunday morning. Mechadish b'davar. Ask the Rabbanu Shalom for something else. Concentrate on another bracha. The pasuk in Veschanon says, "B'chol yom yibeinecha kechadashim," that every single day should be new to you. What is it new? In avodas Hashem, something new, a new aspect. Mitzvahs are to get closer to Hashem, to be one with Hashem, to be closer to the Ribbono Shalom, to do what our afkid is in this world. And if we're not doing that, it's almost like, what's the point? And this horrible klala that Ribbono Shalom says is, I understand, it's fake. You're fakers. You're a bunch of fakers, says the Ribbono Shalom. I know what you're doing. It looks like you're getting close to me, but you're not, because you're not really, there's nothing in there. There's no herkish for the mitzvah. And that's sad. It's more than sad. It's pathetic. You know, it's like the joke about, not a joke, because maybe it happened to us. The guy who's davening Shemona Esrei, he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and all of a sudden someone smacks him. So what's someone smacking me for? What's going on? And he realizes he just did Tzlach Lanu, he just totally is out of it, doesn't know. How many of us, don't raise your hand, on Friday night, daven the regular Shemona Esrei? Until you got to Tzlach Lanu, and then you said, whoops, Shabbos, and you did one of these. Scratching. I know it's Shabbos. Mitzvah Sanashim Mondim. We have no idea what the day is even. What are we doing? One of the rabbis in Leva Torah once pointed out to me and said, you know, he's against people who go like this for Yalav Yavo. Yalav Yavo. So I said, well, why are you so against it for? He says, because it doesn't help anyway. It's just a nuisance. Because the guy's going to daven, by the time he gets to the Yalav Yavo party, he totally forgot about you clapping on it. Right, okay. Good. So
you don't know what's Rosh Chodesh.
Right, good, right, exactly. So I totally disagree with him. I said some people totally didn't know it was Rosh Chodesh. And I don't think it's a problem. I think it's a good thing to do. Okay, that's why we do it in the yeshiva, and I won, as usual.
Who is
the
answer?
Another story
in the Sadiq. So, thank you. So,
start writing these down.
Someone's going to have to write it down for the book. So, that's, if you will, my Inyan of the week, my pet peeve of the week. How are you going to make this part of your life? And I'm obviously, in this Inyan of the week, very much talking to myself more than anybody else. How do we make the mitzvahs that we do into something? Isn't it interesting? I once heard this from a very, very saintly rabbi. I heard it live. I'm not going to say the rabbi's name because I totally like the point he made, but disagree with him in the same way. He says, you know, I'm a faker, this rabbi says. I blow shofar in my very large, beautiful shul as the rabbi. And I get up there, and when it comes to the bracha of the shofar, I put my talus over my head, and you should hear my bracha. It's a very, very cute analogy. Right? And then the shachianu, oh, you should hear my shachianu, he said. And then finally, when Downey's over, I'm so hungry, I run home. And guess what I do? Says, what happened to my little bracha? So he wondered whether it was just because he was doing it in public. And that's like the thing to do when you do it in public. I might have said this already, but I'll say it again. If the mitzvah of lulav and esrog was done privately in the home, and the mitzvah of maror was done in shul, oh, would we eat maror kedas v'kedin? Oh, we would be crazy about it. Romaine, let us forget about it. We'd be dying on the floor to show people how machmer we are. And our lulav and esrog would look worse than a lemon, because we're doing it privately, who cares? Mrs. Umashim Madam says, what, only when you do something publicly you're going to go, khatu. You know, it's funny, and I don't say funny, but you know, Sfiras Omer, maybe because it's 49 days, so we do have kavana for the bracha. Maybe it's because we say the Hinni Milcha, maybe the Hasidim are right.
Maybe.
Don't put that in my book. So.
So. That's the Hasidim or right.
So.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe the
Hasidim
right question.
The Inyan year is something that we really have to tackle. And we have to figure out how we're going to perfect this midah. How do we make our mitzvahs important? How do we make them different? If we're discussing this, so I can now give you a list of pet peeves that we do all the time. We meaning me, you, and me. So here's one that's a possibility. Minhag America, in many locations in the world, is that we daven mincha ma'ariv. You daven mincha shortly before shkia. If you're lucky, you daven in a shul where a rabbi speaks for a few minutes, and then you daven ma'ariv. So in my opinion, and I'm included in this, this happens to me sometimes, if that becomes your regular minyan, it's very hard to have kavana for both of the tefillas. Because you just daven mincha 10 minutes ago. Well, you know you're davening ma'ariv in 10 minutes from. I always think it's better to daven at two totally separate times. Especially if you're not feeling it at that moment, so forget about it. Well, you're going to feel it now in 10 minutes later, 20 minutes, whatever. Pet peeve number one is that how can we change things? Make your tefillah, again, not keva in the sense of that, you know, I'm not saying you should daven in the same place. You should write things in your sitter. But it should be different. It doesn't mean you should chop, especially here, start looking for different minyanim to daven in. Chas v'shalom. Daven some hechi kedushas and stuff. No. But I think that it has to be something. Well, is this a joke to me? Is this just something that I do? I did it. Check. I'm done. I did mincha today. Hashem, you can't say I'm doing it. And that's exactly what Monsieur Shalom says. Yeah, you're right. At the end of the day, you can be that Jew where you'll go up to Shemayim and the Rosh Hashanah. You know, technically, you did all the mitzvahs. I can't tell you it, but you have no connection to me. There's no regesh here. There's no kedusha. There's no hisramimus. So what have you done? Who are you? I know this is not lessons from the lathe, but maybe in turn that was exactly where Korach went wrong. Maybe that was exactly it. His lumdish shailas of a talis shekula techelas, and his lumdish shailas of a mezuzah on a place of sefer Torah. He says, you just don't get it. The mitzvah is to get closer to the Rebbe Shaila. That's the whole point. What do you think you're going to upschlug now with it? That's not the point. Lastly, we discussed this a little bit as well. But along those lines is that ultimately you have to think to yourself, what is the rutzon? What's the rutzon of the boyre? What does Hashem want from me? He wants me to get close to him. So how do I make my mitzvahs into something that's important? How do I do that? One of the first times I heard this shmooze, this concept, was from Rabbi Friend in a tshuva drush that he gave in a company, actually, I worked in IDT, probably one of the only companies in the world that shut down for one day and had the greatest speakers come and speak. So he spoke about this, and he said a story that when he was in Ovel, is the first time he really experienced this. Because when you're in Ovel, we spoke about On Ben Pelas, and so when he was in Onain, so you're not allowed to do, we said, talked about brachos and davening. And he found himself, whenever he ate, he would have to stop himself from making a bracha. And afterwards, it bothered him so much because it really showed him something. You know what it showed him? That he didn't have any kavanah for brachos. Because he would always eat, and he was able to go to shagam. He was an owner, he wasn't allowed to make brachas. So what happened? He was making brachas because they meant nothing to him. He couldn't even stop himself because he forgot. Like the slachon. We gotta concentrate on this yesod. Hayesodos. Because if not, I don't, what is the point really? Again, I tell this to boys all the time, the Shana Aleph guys, you know, sometimes I'm not feeling it. So the guy's a lumdish guy. You know what he says to me? I didn't come to Minyan this morning, Rebbe, because I wasn't feeling it this morning. Right? I don't want to be over a mitzvah sanashim alamadam. Yeah, like they know that what it means. I don't want to be over. No. Sometimes you don't feel it. Doesn't mean you shouldn't daven. Doesn't mean you shouldn't say brachas. I don't expect you to come out of here and, you know, go to the canteen now and, you know, scream out on the poppers, you know. Baruch Atosh, you know, I'm not saying that. But how do we make the bracha meaning something that I actually think when I'm eating something, wow, I'm lucky to be able to eat this. How do we do that? How do we develop in ourselves the sense of hodah to the Rabbeinu Shalom? To say a Birchas HaTorah in the morning and say, wow, I'm amongst a very, very small group of people who made their summer into an experience of Torah. A very small amount. Birchas HaTorah in the morning in a kollel setting? How do you not give praise to the Rabbeinu Shalom? This is something that is an inyan for us to work on. Most inyanim of the week should have a concrete thing to do. I think that's the point of it. I don't have such a good eitzes for you. You spoke about making your tefillahs into something that's not regular, maybe concentrating on different days, on different brachas, so that you know at least you're doing that. Trying to make our brachas that we say, our mitzvahs in general, into something that's, there's a hergish, and setting us for success. Sometimes davening becomes better when we dress better. Sometimes when we're wearing shorts and we daven, so that's what our tefillah is going to be. It's going to be a shorts tefillah. Maybe benching from every time being machmed to bench from a bencher. Again, things that show that the brachas are not just. So, with that, Amir Tzashem will make brachas something that's very important to us, mi'azlu tamid, and we'll take the advice of Chaim Shmulevitz and make mitzvahs into something that has regesh and has kedusha and hisraimimus.